This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Imes. Today, our study in Genesis chapters 25 and 26 focuses on a very personal and critical issue, dealing with a child or grandchild who wants nothing to do with God. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, an international Christian ministry dedicated to helping people around the world grow in obedience to Jesus Christ. And now, Leroy Imes.
I'm going to ask you a very difficult question. What good are the promises of God when they are apparently not being fulfilled in our lives? Let me say that another way. When God promises something in His Word, and we claim that promise in prayer, but nothing happens, what are we supposed to believe about the promises of God? Recently, I had a call from a pastor who was struggling with this very issue. He was preparing a sermon on Proverbs 22:6, which says, "Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it." His problem was that he saw too many children who had turned away from the Lord, even though they had godly parents and a solid Christian upbringing. Is this promise really true, he wondered. I assured him that I believed the promise was true, but that there were many issues involved. One is the God-given free will of our children. Another is the question, how old is old? 18? 30? 50? We need to keep praying for our children and grandchildren because all the evidence is not in yet. As we pray for them, it allows us to see our children's rebellion as a temporary rather than a permanent state of mind. It leaves room for God to work. In today's passage, we find Isaac, Abraham's son, and the heir to all God's promises, facing a similar issue. The land of Canaan is being plagued by a severe famine. So severe, in fact, that Isaac was forced to leave and live in the land of the Philistines. Now think about that. What good is a promised land if you can't live in it? Are God's promises really true? Do you think Isaac could have entertained such a thought? Of course he could. He was human. He could look around and see the devastating effects of a famine that rendered his promised land a worthless strip of sand. But God is faithful, and while Isaac was in the land of Gerar, God came to him to buck up his flagging spirits and cheer his heavy heart. God said in Genesis chapter 26, verse 3, "I will be with you and I will bless you." You know, folks, we are still in the first book of the Bible, but a great fact is beginning to emerge that will be with us all through the Bible. Just because a person is walking by faith and claiming the promises of God, it does not mean that his life will be easy and free of difficulty. In fact, it seems just the opposite. But in it all will be seen the guiding, protecting hand of God. And in it all will be found something else as well, the unfailing promises of God. God's delays are not God's denials. Let me encourage you to keep praying. Claim the promises of God. So until tomorrow, this is Leroy Imes encouraging you to trust God to fulfill His promises in His time and in His way.
As part of this broadcast ministry, we'd like to send you a free subscription to the Navigator's devotional guide magazine, Daily Walk. Each month, this self-study guide will direct your Bible reading and give you new insights on how to live a Christ-centered life. Write The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934, and ask for Daily Walk. That's The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934. Tomorrow, the story of a woman who decided to pray all night and didn't even come close. Join us again for Daily Discipleship.